Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we're asking today for revelation of it. We're asking you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. Father, show them what they need to see. Say to them what they need to hear. Give them great help today by your Spirit. Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled Resist the Devil. Now, we've never taken 2 weeks on the broadcast to stick on one topic, but as I was praying and seeking the Lord about the broadcast, I felt impressed by Him that we needed to take 2 weeks to talk about resisting the devil. And I want to read you a statement as we're starting today's broadcast that the Lord gave me. He said this, "In this life of faith, there are few things more important to learn than number one, your need to resist, number two, what to resist, and number three, how to resist." I want to read that to you again. In this life of faith, in this life that you and I are living on this earth, there are few things more important to learn than your need to resist, what to resist, and how to resist. And friend, we're going to be focusing on those three things for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast. And so make sure you stay hooked. If you miss any broadcasts, just go back to the website, mam.tv. You can catch up right there. But I know the Lord's going to minister some great things to us on these broadcasts for the next 2 weeks. Now, let's go to James chapter 4 and look there at verse 7. And this will be one of our foundation texts on the broadcast and in this teaching entitled, Resist the Devil. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I want to read it to you again. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, friend, one of the most important things you can learn in your life is your need to resist the devil. Acknowledging that resisting the devil is something that you, as a believer, you need to do it. I need to do it. And we need to be aware that we need to resist the devil. In this verse in James 4, 7, God's talking to you. God's talking to me. And he's telling us to resist the devil. And so as believers, it is our God-given responsibility to resist the devil. Well, let me read you that verse out of a couple other translations. The Amplified Bible says, "Stand firm against him." The Complete Jewish Bible says, "Take a stand against the adversary." The Easy to Read version says, "Stand against the devil." I like the Message Bible in this verse. It says this, "Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce." And then in the Voice translation, it says, "Fight against the devil and his schemes." And so what are we learning already on the broadcast? You and I are supposed to resist the devil. It is a responsibility that God has given to us. As a believer, you and I have a God-given responsibility to resist the devil. Now, let's go to 1 Peter, just over one book, and let's look here in chapter 5, and we'll read here at verse 8. And what you're going to see is that we are told in the Scripture multiple times to resist the devil. God didn't just tell us this once. He told this to us multiple times, revealing to us that it is something that is, it's vitally important. It's very important for us to lay hold of this truth and this reality that as a believer, it is your responsibility, is my God-given responsibility to resist the devil. 1 Peter 5, and let's look here at verse 8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." Verse 9, "whom resist steadfast in the faith." And so what do we do with this reality that the devil is out there like a roaring lion looking to devour us? What do we do with that reality? Our response to that is to resist him. Friend, as long as you're in this earth, the devil is here. And so we can't get rid of him out of this earth yet. God's going to do that very shortly for all of us, and it's going to be wonderful. But in our lives that we live on this earth, the devil's here, and he wants to devour us, and he's looking to devour you. Well, what is our response to that reality? Our response to that reality is to resist him steadfast in the faith. The Amplified Bible says, "But resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attack." Be firm in your faith against his attack. The Expanded Bible says, "Refuse to give in to him." The Passion Translation says, "Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith." And so here we have it again in 1 Peter 5, 8, 9. The Lord is telling us to resist the devil. Now let's go to Ephesians and let's look at chapter 6 there. Ephesians chapter 6. As a believer, friend, it is your God-given responsibility to resist the devil. Nobody is going to resist the devil for you. God is not going to resist the devil for you. I can't resist the devil for you. That is your God-given responsibility. Now let's look at another verse in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. It says this, "Finally, my brethren means he's talking to us. He's talking to believers. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, this idea of standing against is the idea of resisting. Resisting the devil, standing against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles means his plans, his schemes, his tricks. And so one thing you can see from these verses is that we are not just resisting the devil and standing against him. We are standing against everything that he tries to do in our lives. In James chapter 4, verse 7, in the Voice translation, it says, "Fight against the devil and his schemes." In 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9, in the Passion translation, it says, "Resist his every attack." And then in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11, it says, "Stand against the wiles of the devil." And so we are resisting the devil, but we are also resisting everything that he's trying to do in our lives. Let's go back then. Ephesians chapter 6, pick it up here in verse 11. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The Phillips translation in verse 11 says, "so that you can successfully resist all the devil's methods of attack." Verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Verse 13, "Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day." The word withstand actually means to resist. So put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand or resist in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. These words withstand and these words stand mean to resist or to stand against. Now I want to read this to you out of the Amplified Bible. It says this, therefore put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger. And having done everything that the crisis demands, stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. Now, we have three verses that we just read to you where God is telling us to resist the devil. Friend, if he would have said it once, it would have been important. But the fact that God's telling us this repeatedly should be revealing the importance of it to us. And so we are standing against the devil, we are resisting him, and we are resisting everything and anything that he tries to do in our lives. I want to say it to you again. We are to resist the devil and anything that he tries to do in our lives. Now, it's important that you lay hold of this truth that God does not resist the devil for us. And we're going to talk about this some this week on the broadcast. A lot of people, whenever they're having problems with the devil, they pray and ask God to do something about the devil in their lives. But friend, because God told you to resist the devil, you can't pray and try to make God responsible for something that he made you responsible for. He told you to resist the devil. You know, in 1 Peter 5:8, it said, be sober, be vigilant. That means be on the watch. Why be on the watch? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. See, God told you to be on the watch for him because you're the one that's going to do something about him when he comes. And when he comes, what you're going to do is you are going to resist him. God is not going to resist him for you. That's why God told you to be on the watch. Why? Because you're the one that's going to do something about him. In Ephesians chapter 6, it started off by saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It told us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to resist the devil in the evil day. Well, God told us to be strong. Why? Because we're the ones that are going to resist the devil when he attacks. If God was going to do that for you, you wouldn't need to be strong. Only God would need to be strong. Well, why do you need to be strong? You need to be strong because you're the one that's going to resist him. You need to put on the armor because you're the one that's going to resist him. God is not going to do that for you. Praise the Lord. Now, James chapter 4, verse 7 told us to resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so, friend, you enjoying victory over the enemy is directly connected to you resisting him. And if you want to enjoy victory over the enemy in your life, if you want to do that, and if you do enjoy victory over him in your life, it'll be because you resist him, not somebody else. If you enjoy victory over the devil in your life, it'll be because you resist him. You will not see the devil flee from you. You will not enjoy victory over him until you start resisting him. Nobody can resist the devil for you. You know, being in ministry now for a lot of years, one thing that I've observed is that when people have problems in their life, they want to come to a fellow believer. They want to come to maybe their pastor a lot of times, and they'll say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm having all these problems. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's power in prayer and in coming into agreement in prayer. And so that's not a bad thing. But other people's prayers don't resist the devil for you. And so although I prayed for you and I believe in the power of that, you better do something where the devil's concerned when we get done praying. Because friend, I don't know if you've recognized this in your Christian life, just because we pray doesn't mean the devil immediately leaves you alone. Here's the truth. God didn't say, pray to me and the devil will flee from you. That's not what the verse said. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so other people's prayers, other people praying for you will not cause the devil to flee from you. You have to resist him. You have to take your stand against him. Nobody is coming to do that for you. Your pastor can't do that for you. Your spouse can't do that for you. Your Christian friends can't do that for you. The most anointed man of God on the planet cannot resist the devil for you. It's your God-given responsibility to resist the devil in your life. It's my God-given responsibility to resist the devil in my life. And if I'm going to see the devil flee from me and from my life, it'll be because I resist him. If you're going to see the devil flee from you and enjoy victory over him in your life, it'll be because you resist him. And so what did the Lord tell us in James chapter 4, verse 7? He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And friend, that is some of the best news that you've ever heard in your life. See, if God told you to resist him, then he's empowered you, authorized you, and equipped you to do it. And so you've been empowered, you've been authorized, and you've been equipped by God to resist the devil and see him flee from your life. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for enabling us and empowering us to resist the devil and see him flee from our lives. Now, Father, you told us this multiple times in your word. You told us multiple times to resist the devil. And so as we're closing out today's broadcast, Lord, we say yes to that command. We say, sir, yes, sir, we will resist the devil. We will take our stand against him. We will be obedient to your commands by the grace of God, by your grace, and by the help of the Holy Spirit. We will do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled Resist the Devil. We'll see you then.